Hi, this is Clay Inferno, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great. I Think This Is Great! Exclamation point with Clay Inferno is the full name of the show. And it's an interview podcast about people doing and being their best. We talk about doing compassionate work, making books, working on teams, getting over hurdles, doing great things, even when the chips are down and you just, frankly, don't want to do anything. It's a little bit of a tech podcast, but mostly this is a interview show where I talk to some of the most fascinating people that have come into my life. And hopefully I get to meet some new friends along the way. So welcome, and please let me know what you think of I Think This Is Great with Clay Inferno by joining the conversation on social media with the hashtag ITTIGpod, or you can reach out to me directly at CLAYNFERNO, Clay Inferno. There is no I in that Inferno, at Clay Inferno, clayinferno.com, but you are here at ITThinkThisIsGreat.com. So do me a favor, once the show launches, please go on to iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts and leave me a rating, and please spread the word. I want people to know about the show and the amazing people that I have on it. So we will see you on the internet.
This is LJ, and I think this is great.
Hey, this is Luke O'Neill, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great.
I think your business is great, and I think you're listening to Clay Fernal. Windows backwards.
I'm going to use that one.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and Omnis Training proudly present No Borders, No Race, the world's J-pop and alternative hotspot.
My bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. I am your King Baby Duck Evan Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in. We have ourselves a very normal episode in store for you. In most cases, I wouldn't be making such a big deal about things being normal, but listeners, we haven't had a normal No Borders, No Race since October. We've had guests, playlist-only shows, best-of shows all throughout the last couple of months. We've got nothing special planned today, and it kind of feels good to say that. Gives me the chance to talk about a couple of things and go into some rants. So I hope you stick around for today's show, because things are going to be getting incredibly normal. But before we start, I want to give a special shout out to the Guilty Man and the DCD from another retro gaming podcast for taking part in my 2018 Games We Sucked At show. It was so much fun chatting with those guys, and for a show that finally came together near the final minute, I think we managed to put together something very entertaining. So please be sure to check out that special podcast episode, as well as our cast on RetroZap. On that note, let's dive into this week's playlist. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and would like to support these artists, you can grab just about all these albums on cdjapan.co.jp, Yes Asia, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record stores. We're going to start the show off with a new song from Petite Milady, and while that name might not sound familiar to you, the two voice actresses that make up that duo certainly will. That is Yuki Aoi, the voice of Tanya the Evil and Froppy of My Hero Academia, and Ayana Taketatsu, who plays Kaneko in High School DxD and Hotaru in Dagashikashi. From their new album, Howling, this is Be Myself. Let's go. Oblivion Dust with Crawl from their 2000 album, Butterfly Head. With Kaz's Vamps collaboration with Larkonciel's Hyde now on hiatus, there are rumors speculating that a new album from Oblivion Dust might be just around the corner, considering their current tour is about to wrap up and may be leading towards them heading back into the studio for their first record since 2016's Dirt. Now, as a man whose job is to report on all things within the Japanese music scene, there are times where I need to dive into areas that, to be blunt, I'm not that big of a fan of. And outside of the usual Anisong scene and voice actress units like Tricell, Earphones, or who I just recently played, Petite Milady, the one scene that I don't place much focus on is the idol scene. I may write about anime that's based in that scene, and I do throw praise at such shows from time to time, but for the most part, I tend to avoid the happenings with the likes of Morning Musume and AKB48. And the reason for that is because I'm not a fan whatsoever of how a lot of these idols are treated by their fans and, in some instances, their management. Now, I bring this up because of the incidents revolving around NGT48 and their member Maho Yamaguchi. Now, for those of you who don't know, a few weeks back, Maho was assaulted by two fans who found her living place. And not only were charges towards these two guys not pressed, but their management attempted to sweep the situation under the rug. Even worse, Maho was forced to apologize for, quote, causing a large commotion, end quote. So to recap, a girl is assaulted, no charges are pressed, and the victim is pushed into saying sorry. And folks, this is why I hate the way the idol scene is run. From long hours working and practicing to being not allowed to date, idol singers are faced with having such harrowing working and living conditions that push themselves towards having stuff like depression, exhaustion, and other living issues. Even worse, if they are caught just merely talking to a guy outside of an event and some asshole takes a picture of it and sends it off to some tabloid, that's basically the end of their career. Even if it's like a male family member they're just with, they risk losing everything they work their butts towards getting. The entire idol scene has the most bullshit behind-the-scenes problems that I've personally heard about, and it's a big reason why I rarely play these kinds of artists. And it's not to punish the singer, because I don't want to publish the singer. It's me telling the management, their label, saying, I don't like what you do behind the scenes. I don't like how you're treating these people. You need to put a cork in it and treat your artists like human beings. And fortunately, there seems to be a change in the wind. On top of having fans backing Yamaguchi and making sure she's okay, staff members of NGT48 who failed to do their job protecting her had been fired. A new theater manager and assistant theater manager have been hired, and a full-on investigation is happening to hopefully either get those charges pressed on those two men, but also to make sure shit like this never happens again. Of course, more needs to be done. Former AKB48 member Miki Nishino revealed that a lot of idols are, quote, mentally unwell, unquote, which I feel is being caused by both the love ban and the long hours they train and work. Personally, I think it's high time these issues are dealt with. I don't care if management wants to create this aura of purity that these girls should have. They need to be allowed to have an active social and dating life. Fans should be able to separate the person from the performer, and it's a lot easier to do that than you think it is. After all, like, look at bands like Alice Cooper and Ghost. People don't go see Alice Cooper and think what he does on stage is exactly what he does when he's not on stage. No, no, no. If that was the case, Alice Cooper would be arrested, like, many, many, many times over. But I'm getting off track. The thing is, to the people who run the idol industry, and the idol industry in general, you guys need to get your shit together. You need to lift some of the burdens of these musicians and make damn sure they're well protected from the creeps and assaulters of the world. Because if you don't, you risk damaging both the people and the scene in general, to the point where no one will wish to be like an idol, whether it's a female singer or a male singer. They will never want to be a pop idol. And if that happens, you can say goodbye to whatever aspirations you have to growing the idol scene, because the idol scene does have some talented people. It's just the behind the scenes crap just needs to be either toned down or just wiped out completely. Rather, it does need to be wiped out completely, because honestly, you don't see this happening in other parts of the world. Like, you don't ever hear about, like, pop musicians. You don't hear about Ariana Grande getting assaulted. You don't hear about Meghan Trainor getting assaulted. They have their own lives. They have their own peeps. Japan, and maybe even throw in South Korea as well. The K-pop scene and the J-pop scene need to learn to give their artists time to rest, time to have an active life. They just need to treat their musicians like decent human beings, because that's all they are. They're human beings that just got lucky in the music scene. But listeners, I want to know your opinions on this. Are changes needed for the idol scene to be better? How can staff protect their artists so that something like this doesn't happen again? And I want you to write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com with your opinions on this matter. And if the answers are good enough, if your answer is good enough, I'll read the best results on a future episode. Until then, let's head back to the playlist. While The Cure are due to have a new album later this year, that hasn't stopped some of its band members from working on other projects. Specifically, I'm talking about bassist Simon Gallup, who lends his talents to the new album from singer and songwriter Evie Vine. The album is called Black Light, White Dark, and it's due to come out on February 22nd. And we're going to spin a track from an upcoming release called Afterlight.
I'm not afraid to Hi, everybody. This is Phil the Issues Guy from IssuesProgram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Phil's recap and review, or check out IssuesProgram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out IssuesProgram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it, and I'll talk to you guys next time.
Yeah. The lady is a maniac. Says she likes whips and chains and toys from a radius. She like to dress wild, she like to talk dirty, yeah, she the craziest. Money ain't a thing for her, said it's all extraneous. City that she visit, never sleep. Everywhere she go, they combust spontaneous.
Oh God.
Jumping up and down in a 50,000 stadium. Ain't hard to tell, I'm a funky homo sapien. Thought my name was Dell, got a thousand aliases. Call it what you want to, I'm in a thousand places. Doing thousand one things, one of them a gradient. Only going up though,
only going upscale.
Ain't turning back, man, tell them burn the stacks, man.
Yes, I'm feeling high, Christ in these lives. I'm missing myself, up from the skies. Yes, I'm feeling high,
I could do this every night.
What? If you see what I see through my eyes.
No way I'm going back, no way I'm going back to the way I was. You say you want me back, you say you want me back into your arms. No way I'm turning back, no way I'm turning back. I'm burning up, oh baby, I gotta go. No way I'm going back, 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 back. I don't want nothing back, get back, 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 back. No way.
From their 2013 album, Nevin, that was M-Flow with No Way. Verbal and DJ Taku recently got the trio back together with the return of Lisa to the fold. Though we don't know when the next album drops, you can listen to what this reunion entails on the Tripod EP2, which came out last March. Right now we're going to spin a killer track from the no longer around punk act, The Rodeo Carburetor. They were truly a badass group that I thought was filling that gap the Michelle Gunn Elephant left when that group disbanded. From their debut album, Blackluster Songs, this is Gecko Day.
Yeah.
By My Girl off of his 2017 solo album, Waiting on a Song. And I have to say, I think I love his solo work more than the stuff he does with the Black Keys. This album in particular, I love so much. It's very much a relaxing rock album that doesn't feel boring at all. It's like an Iyashike in music form. I legit regret not putting it higher on my top albums list back then because I've been listening to it a lot more these days. Seriously, please check it out. So with the wikis all said and done, it's now time for the anime realm to focus on the big award show, Crunchyroll's own Anime Awards. Now in its third year, the award show gives anime fans all across the world the chance to let their voice be heard, with nominees ranging from Best Heroes and Antagonists to Best Animation and Director. And I am very happy to see a lot of shows get some representation, with anime like Hinamatsuri, Laid Back Camp, and Zombieland Saga getting some love. It even changed out a lot of its format, getting rid of genre categories and focusing more on performances and character design. With that being said, there are a few problems I have with this year's anime awards, and it's not just the snubs. Because of the removal of the genre categories, various anime and said categories may find themselves going unnoticed. Considering that 2018 was a very hot year for anime that gave us many great series in many different genres, it would have been great to give many other different types of shows some sort of moment in the spotlight. And while the award show itself have given props to some of the very best anime that the industry had to offer in its respective categories, it would have given just a smidge bit more honor to many great shows that weren't nominated. But category-wise, for the most part, it's pretty decent, and it gives nods to various other parts of the anime industry that normally don't get enough credit. With that out of the way, I need to talk about some of the snubs, especially when it came to voice acting, which, to be honest, should have been split between actors and actresses. That's my first gripe. Because of this, some of the best voice work in anime got ignored in the worst possible way. From the Japanese side, a crime was committed with a snub towards Hina Kino for her iconic and range-filled role of Hanako in Asobi Asobase. The same can be said about Rie Takahashi's take on the adorable mischief maker Takagi in Karakai Jozo no Takagi-san. In the western part of the world, both Eric Vale and Sarah Wagenhoff got no love for their Diablo and Shiro roles in How Not to Summon a Demon Lord, which was probably the best English simuldub of 2018. As for Anime of the Year, I was very surprised to see the mediocre A Place Further Than the Universe nab nomination over Laid Back Camp. After all, this was an anime that caused a spike in camping equipment sales in Japan, with legit camping spots reaching triple the visitors of the year before. I can understand why some people may enjoy A Place Further Than the Universe, but I just personally don't think it made that big of an impact compared to most of the other nominations. And with all the love we gave it at the wikis, non-jokingly, we gave it a lot of love. I am shocked that Uma Musume Pretty Derby didn't nab a single nomination. But hopefully the people will vote with their hearts and minds for this year's Anime Awards nominations. I did throw down my votes, giving a lot of love to Hina Matsuri, Rascal Does Not Dream of Bunny Girl Senpai, and a very deserving role to David Wald for his work in the English dub of Mr. Tonegawa Middle Management Blues as the fantastic voice of the narrator. Seriously, listen to his performance. He's like a mixture of Macho Man Randy Savage and Vincent Price. It's legendary. We won't know who wins until mid-February, so please be sure to go to crunchyroll.com/animeawards to cast your ballot. And a very special shout-out to our friend Sloan, the female otaku, who acted as one of the judges for this year's awards. She's a very kick-ass pal to me and 42 Believer, and her YouTube videos are a fantastic watch. Give her some love whenever you can. You won't regret it. Alright, let's go back to some music. Scandal has become one of Japan's biggest rock bands, but before they were even big, they were already touring the US 10 years back, thanks to South by Southwest's Japan Night Concerts. Here's a cut from that first era of the band that can be found on their debut album, Best Scandal. This is Doll.
気持ちを知るの Robert, why should people listen to another retro gaming podcast?
You mean our cast, David? We do have to keep this short, you know.
Yes, well, I guess we should start with the fact we celebrate old school video games.
And we have awesome guests and game giveaways. Don't forget that.
Plus our game show and your favorite segment, Random Select.
Don't remind me. Are we done yet?
Listen to our cast, another retro gaming podcast, part of RetroZap.com.
Finally, back to my beer. Asano Higarida.
The iconic Blue Hearts with Sekai no Manaka from their self-titled debut album. And I will say it again, the Blue Hearts need to reunite. Whatever beef they had should be non-existent. Considering we had Guns N' Roses and the Misfits reunite, I think it's high time they did the same. Now, sometimes you need to make things right. And that right, this time around, surrounds an album from 2018 that I didn't hear about until the artist took part in our Shameless Tuesday setup. I'm talking about Moist, whose recent album, Levine, seriously needs to be heard by all lovers of techno-electronica. Had I listened to this record, it definitely would have made my top 10 list that I did with Andrew from Wicked Anime. It is fucking amazing. From Levine, here is Moist with Berlin.
Berlin.
late great Nujabes with Far Fouls from his final album, Spiritual State. His good friend and longtime collaborator, Shingo 2, will be hitting the road for a series of Nujabes tribute concerts. I will be at the Cambridge gig at Sonya on March 22nd, so come on by for one hell of a concert. Crunchyroll announced a plethora of new series arriving this winter, many of which have gotten their start as of this recording. But the anime fandom of America was taken by surprise when the streaming site announced a long-awaited dub release out of the blue, one that is of my personal favorite anime of all time, Konosuba, God's Blessing on This Wonderful World. Produced by Bangzoom Entertainment, the cast of the English dub includes Arnie Pantoja as Kazuma, Fei Mata as Aqua, Erica Mendez as Megumin, and Christina V as Darkness. And for the most part, actually for the majority of the part, the dub does a very good job with keeping the tone of the original series. What makes the dub for Konosuba work is its attitude towards its characters. Mata gets the right amount of whining in her take of Aqua, while V's Darkness pushes the envelope towards some pretty perverted outbursts in between her more serious moments. Mendez has the right mixture of cute and bratty in her performance as Megumin, whereas Pantoja takes on Kazuma with the everyman personality, albeit one that's been pushed far too long by the wrong kind of people. And it's hard to compare this English dub to the original Japanese, as the quartet of Jun Fukushima, Sora Amamiya, Rie Takahashi, and Ai Kayone had the advantage of recording together instead of the separate method that the English cast had to do. With that being said, there are some liberties that the English dub needed to take, as there are some Japanese phrases that don't translate as well if recited in another language. They do throw in a couple of more profanities here and there to boost the humor, but it's not too much to the point where it sounds amateurish. The jokes still hit properly, especially when it comes to the bickering between Kazuma and his fellow adventurers. However, I will say that when it comes to a performance that's better in English than the Japanese version, it's definitely Patrick Seitz's spin on the Dullahan Verdia. Seriously, the way he goes from intimidating baddie to a guy having to defend himself from Darkness's perverted mannerisms is really, really funny. You will not help but just laugh your ass off at how Patrick Seitz performs Verdia. So all in all, a great job by Bangzoom with the English dub of Konosuba. You can catch it on Crunchyroll and Verve to hear for yourself how this douchebag quartet has been presented in the King's Tongue. No word yet on when this will be hitting Blu-ray, but odds are that might happen soon. Maybe sometime during the summer. There's also tidbits on the second season's dub being released, though odds are that might not be until later this year. Hopefully we'll know more soon, as well as the possibility of the upcoming film being dubbed, too. For now, be glad you have another excuse to watch Konosuba, as I'm sure fans are always trying to find many a reason to binge-watch it again. Up next, we have Elgarden, who announced last year that after nearly a long-ass hiatus, almost 10 years, they have reunited. Here's a cut from their 2002 album, Don't Trust Anyone But Us, that goes by the name Kaze no Hi.
Don't し腐れると崩れそうになるけど、でも雨の日には濡れて、晴れた日には乾いて、寒い日には震えてるのが当たり前だろう。月の日には忘れて、風の日には something good to do, to live as you want. Hey, I'm on your side. Your life is all yours. So don't let other people force you to be good. Be kind to yourself. 雨の日には濡れて、晴れた日には乾いて、寒い日には震えてるのは当たり前だろう。月の日には忘れて、風の日にはぼーっとしてみる。だから雪の日には凍えて、雷には怯えて、月の日には当たりがよく見えたりもしてて、次の日には忘れて、
pop culture saturated world, what's a nerd to do?
Hang out with your good pals on Nerdy Show, that's what.
Our flagship podcast is a weekly celebration of the multifaceted D20 that is the modern nerd.
When we're not devising horrors that combine VR and spiders or taste testing weird food, we're discussing the latest geek happenings,
digging into our deepest nerd niches,
or interviewing a celebrity or two.
Head to nerdyshow.com or find us on iTunes and experience a multiverse of awesomeness.
Give me shelter, give me kiss, give me ticks on my bucket list. 50-pound nose, bite a truck load. Oh my God, oh my God.
Upcoming album Mainstream Music in stores March 15th. That was Auld with Need Her Still. If you find yourselves in London next month, be sure to check out their album release gig at Paper Dress Vintage on February 20th. Show starts at 7:30 and tickets are on sale right now. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastion Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, or if you're in a band and want to be featured on our show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can follow me on Twitter and the J-pop, video games, and anime amino pages at KingBabyDuckESH and on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com. Like us on facebook.com/BostonBastardBrigade and facebook.com/Land of Esh. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Esh, including The Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, and Smashed Rook. Promotional consideration for this week's tracks from Evie Vine, Moist and Auld, made by Shameless Promotion PR, and a very special thank you to Crooked Ghost for last week's contribution to Shameless Tuesdays. On the next episode of Wiki Anime, we chat about the new season of Winter Anime, the bad, the moon, and the really good, plus succubi swimsuits, greenlit new seasons of anime, and the worst ad campaign for Valentine's Day chocolates ever. That's all coming up this Thursday on the Nerdy Show site and wherever podcasts get their podcast on. The final song for today comes from Brian the Sun, and this currently serves as the opening theme to Boruto, Naruto Next Generations. It's a fantastic track known simply as Lonely Go. And until next time, this is your King Baby Duck, reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps.
を僕にくれること全てが意味をまとって奇跡はずっとそこにあるんだ僕たちの未来がほら君がいるから僕はここにいるよ何もなかったわけじゃない未来がそこで待っているんだ君だけの痛みがほら希望をつかんだ
Hey guys, this is your King Baby Duck Evan Borgo from the Electric Sisterhood and your host for the No Borders, No Race podcast. Each episode, we play the best, brightest, and hottest acts from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. Every song spun is but a mere taste of what you can expect of the artists heard, so if you truly loved what hit your eardrums, please be sure to support these musicians and buy their albums, EPs, and singles. Places like Amazon.com, CD Japan, Yes Asia, Bandcamp, iTunes, and even your local record store are great places to plop down some sweet moolah to let those artists know that they're doing a heck of a good job with their melodies. The more an artist gets support from listeners, the better the chance that they'll come to a venue nearest you to play the sounds that won your heart. This message is brought to you by the Boston Bastard Brigade, reminding you all to support your local, national, and international artists any way you can.